This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Sometimes the mighty fall, but some of them have well-stuffed embroidered cushions to fall on. Richard Grasso, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the New York Stock Exchange, is on the verge of losing his job. He recently received a controversial $140 million compensation package and negotiated a contract with the exchange that would have earned him another $48 million in future payments. After heavy criticism from Wall Street this week, Mr. Grasso said he would give up at least the $48 million. He was widely acclaimed for reopening the exchange just a week after the attacks of September 11, 2001. Our friend from the business world, Joe Nocera, who's editorial director for Fortune magazine, joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Now, we read this week the $140 million is actually the accumulation of Mr. Grasso's deferred income and benefits from 8 years at the exchange. Now, if you look at it that way, is this figure any more out of whack with what other corporate CEOs have been paid?
It sure is. First of all, it doesn't matter whether it's out of whack with other CEOs or not. The guy is running basically a regulatory body that makes, in the best of times, $70 million and currently making about $25 million. So basically, he's been walking off with, somebody calculated, 65% of the net earnings of the New York Stock Exchange in the last 5 years have gone directly into Dick Grasso's pocket.
Well, why did the Exchange Board ever approve that kind of money?
Well, it's a little hard to say. They wanted to tie Grasso's compensation to sort of the median Wall Street CEO compensation, which was bad enough, I might add. But then they exacerbated it by there are all these little codicils in it, and many of the board members of the exchange didn't even understand how much he was getting paid and the terms of the deal. And eventually he was getting paid a lot more than the CEOs of Wall Street because their business was collapsing and their pay was going down, and his pay just kept going up.
I also don't understand this. He appointed many of the board members in the industry that he's supposed to be regulating.
Well, this is one of the
Major
great...
League Baseball does that too, but...
Yeah, that's right. And the cartel aspect, both of baseball and the New York Stock Exchange, are actually pretty similar. The board is made up of the Wall Street chieftains who he is regulating. The whole setup is just ripe for reform anyway. And one of the people, amazingly, who's saying there's something really wrong with the way this whole system's working is Bill Donaldson, who is the current chairman of the SEC, but previously was the head of the New York Stock Exchange. And I think one of the reasons Donaldson was so offended by this is that Donaldson made about $1.5 million to $2 million a year when he was doing it. And then the guy who was his number two comes in and suddenly is making $25-30 million a year and is putting in his pocket a giant sum of $140 million.
Joe, so far, is there a suggestion of illegal activity?
No, there isn't, and there probably won't be. It's much more sort of human nature involved here, Scott, on two levels. One level is Richard Grasso, who is surrounded by the chieftains of Wall Street, basically feels this well of self-pity and thinks, my God, I should be paid what they're paid. Well, he says he doesn't, but basically his board decides that's right, and they start to pay him all this money. The other human, really human part of it is that he's sitting in meetings with these guys all the time. They're his friends. They go on vacation together. He's not exactly going to be Mr. Tough Regulator, even by predisposition. He was already in their corner. The money doesn't make that much difference in those terms.
Well, how do you think this is going to shake out over the next few weeks?
Well, this is one of those classic deals, Scott, where the guy at the center of the storm is hanging on to his job for dear life, hanging by his fingernails. And he's basically saying, I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to resign. My board supports me, so on and so forth. But every day there's another little driblet. There's another damning document. You know, there's a petition going around on the stock exchange now asking him to leave. And my personal view is this is a classic situation where eventually he's going to wake up and realize that he has to go. I think his days are numbered. What I hope is, however, that that's not the end of it, that what comes out of this with Donaldson at the SEC prodding them is genuine reform for the New York Stock Exchange, where you split the regulatory part off and you don't have the stock exchange doing that. And you let the stock exchange basically try to run itself like a little business, which it is, which is about, you know, basically bringing companies in and trading their stocks, and let somebody else worry about punishing the bad guys, which the New York Stock Exchange does a pretty bad job of anyway.
Joe Nocera of Fortune magazine in New York, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.